Welcome back. This is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. We're going through the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be finishing up the Gospel today. We've got to the part where Yahshua is risen from the dead. It was the Sabbath day, and it was coming on to the first day of the week, was beginning to dawn. So it was the end of the Sabbath when our Heavenly Father appointed the time for Yahshua, the Son of God, our Messiah, to rise from the dead. So, you know, it wasn't Sunday. And I was listening to a program prior to this where there was a caller who called in. And they're talking about what day Yahshua rose from the dead. Well, obviously, it was on the Sabbath day, and it was nearing the dawn of the first day of the week, which is not Sunday. Actually, the calendar, the days that we'd have designations of today, have nothing to do with the Hebrew calendar days of the week. As a matter of fact, they've changed the calendar so many times. Did you know that Saturday used to be the first day of the week, and they changed it to Sunday? Interesting. So Saturday used to be the first day of the week, and they changed it to Sunday at one time. Well, then Friday is really the seventh day of the week, isn't it? Wait a minute. They tried an 8-day week calendar once, and they changed it back to a 7 because it was a little pesky, giving them a lot of trouble. But then again, well, we find that those that were in charge of the calendar at one point, they added 10 days to the calendar because they didn't know how to keep a calendar on track, so they had to add 10 days to it. And if you add 10 days, is that divisible into 7 somehow so that the 7-day cycle could have been constant in time immemorial, as so many claim? No, Saturday, Saturday, or Saturn Day, whichever one you want to go with, is not the Sabbath. Sunday, well, you only have one interpretation there to go with. It's the day of the sun. Well, that's not it either. It's not the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is the seventh day in the Hebrew week. They work 6 days, so you'd have to determine what day is the first day of the work week, and you would count that as day one in the week. And you would go all the way to day six, and then you would cease working, and day seven, you would take off. That would be the Sabbath, the seventh day. Now, I tend to believe that it is a lunar Sabbath calendar, because they kept the month, and the word month, of course, very little logic and very little intelligence is required to discern that the word month is derived from the moon, or the word, we could just say month to clarify things for us. Just add an extra O to month, and then you're talking about a lunar month in month, because now month has nothing to do with the moon, so they just as well believe that it has nothing to do with the lunar calendar. But of course we see that many of the Hebrew holy days were determined, like, of course, the Passover was determined by the moon, because it was in the first month of the year, and that's what determines it. Also, the pagans kept a feast, and the feast was Ashtaroth. You know it as Easter today, and the pagans still keep it today, and a lot of Christians have allowed this pollution of idols to creep in to their practices, and they celebrate Ashtaroth Day too, the day of the sun, the rising of the sun. But then they say that it's because Jesus rose on the first day of the week. Well, I just read it here. And it wasn't the first day of the week yet. Actually, it was the seventh day. So that logic doesn't work either. So using that logic is a mistake. Because obviously it's wrong. Either that or the Bible's wrong. You know, perhaps the King James Version is wrong and that it didn't really rise on the Sabbath before the first day of the week. Of course, they went to the tomb and they found that he wasn't there. And perhaps that's what it really is all about, that why they have Easter bunnies and eggs and candy and have to bribe children into keeping their pagan holy days. So that's what they do. They bribe you with gifts. When you're children, they bribe you with gifts and candy into keeping their pagan holy days. And you go, oh, what a good thing. I don't want to deprive my children of candy and gifts. So you carry on that tradition throughout all your life. Is that obedience to our Heavenly Father and His feasts? You know, why do the followers of the Messiah totally neglect and ignore the Passover and opt for Ashtaroth instead? Why? Good question. So anyway, there you have it. Sunday is not it. It's a lunar calendar. And you'll find as you go through the scripture that the Old Testament, that the Sabbaths were always on certain days of the month. Certain days of the month. And the month is the month, of course, regulated by the moon. And, well, they had a way to correct the calendar, too. Because the new year did not start until what was called Abib. And Abib was when the grain was ripening in the field. If they had a new moon and it was not Abib yet, well, then they would have a 13th moon in that year. So the calendar was self-correcting, and it would be like 7 of 19 years, they would have an extra moon in their calendar. The 12th month was called Adar, and if they needed an extra month in the year, they would have second Adar. So if you were keeping your birthday, I guess, and you were born in second Adar, you would celebrate your birthday. If there wasn't a second Adar, you would celebrate it in first Adar. Anyway, just an aside, I'm not sure that the Hebrew people kept birthdays. At least I can't find any evidence that they did. I know that the pagans did, and I believe that the birthday celebration and all of that is more of pagan origin. It's certainly, I don't believe it's of Christian or of Hebrew origin. But that's not important. If you want to give gifts to someone on their birthday, that's fine with me. It doesn't bother me at all. I know that nowhere are we authorized to celebrate the birth of Yahshua, the Messiah, on the winter solstice. That's pagan origin too. And Christmas really means Christ's death, and what it refers to is the sun, the disappearance of the sun in the winter equinox, and the rebirth of the sun is really where that pagan holy day arose from. It's not one of our Heavenly Father's feast days. So there's just a little more information that for those of you who are interested in those things, or perhaps didn't know that Yahshua did not rise from the dead on Sunday. But it's an interesting study. If you're interested in that, there's a little information on my website, crosstheborder.org. You can see a link there on my front page. It says, what month is it? And so look at that information there. There's a brief description of how the lunar calendar works. And then if you're really interested in something like that, you know, just type in lunar Hebrew calendar or something like that into a search engine. And you'll find that there are a lot of different ideas on what the moon is. And I did find one the other day. Let me look that up while I'm looking at it here, while I have it in my mind. And I can tell you what the link is for that, so you can take a look at it. Let's see, I just sent that link to someone who was asking me about it. And perhaps that would be a good time. Aha. Sabbath, scriptural evidence. Listener George sent me an email. And his email, he says, I read your information on the Sabbath. I see things a little differently. Could you please read through the following information? And if you're still convinced of the moon cycle Sabbath, please send me your scriptural references. And he says, it would seem like we would come to the same conclusion with the same scriptural evidence, but maybe not. Well, I believe that George here is a genuine believer, and he's really interested in the truth. But he sends me this information. The moon was created on the fourth day of creation, and his question is, the Sabbath started on the seventh day from creation, not on the new moon. And that's true. The Sabbath is not the new moon. According to a lunar Sabbath, the new moon would be, the Sabbath would be, well, it would be on the new moon, but it would also be on the quarter, the full moon, the quarters of the moon, the full moon, and the new moon. So it would be on those because those occur in the same place of every lunar month. He says, holy days and high Sabbaths are calculated from the new moon, but the Sabbath began with creation and is still not related to the cycle of the moon. It's a seven-day cycle and dictates 6 days of work. The moon-centric model would require odd work weeks every month. Of course, he's talking about our calendar months. So it confuses the 6 days you shall work command. Well, not necessarily. But his contention is that if the moon was created on the fourth day, therefore it would be a new moon day, and it would not be able to be in the conjunction that it would be necessary for in three more days on the seventh day to be a lunar, driven calendar. But that's assuming that it was a new moon on the day he created the moon. I would say that it would be created in conjunction so that it would be in the proper conjunction on the seventh day. And so that's just an assumption. I would assume differently, but we can't use assumptions to build our doctrine on. And I sent him a link. Let's see. The link is lunarsabbath.info. So if you go there, you'll find the scripture pinpointing the days of the month as the Sabbath being the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th moon dates as the Sabbath. And if that's true, then we realize that the Sabbath is lunar driven. So anyway, it's an interesting study, but go to lunarsabbath.info. I found the information there quite good, and that is what has convinced me more than anything. And even more than that, what has convinced me as time goes on is watching the moon and really realizing that our Creator did put his calendar in the sky for us. And if we only have a written calendar by man to go by, well, then we could become confused as to what day it is. We could easily lose track of when the lunar of when the Sabbath is, if it is a continuing seven-day cycle. So if we lose count, all we need to do is look at the sky, and we know what day of the month it is. The moon travels across the sky every month, every moon cycle, so every month, and it does the same thing every month. It's 29 point so many days, so it varies. Every month that they have a 30-day month, you have an extra day off. It's called a new moon day. The month starts with the new moon, and it ends with the new moon. Sometimes there are two new moon days, and sometimes there are one. When there's one new moon day, it's a 29-day month. When there are two, it is a 30-day month. And after you get a hold of this idea, and after you experience it for a while, you realize that, yes, our Creator did put his calendar in the sky. There is no confusion. And every month, every other month or so, yes, you get an extra holy day, extra new moon day off. And that's all. That's how the calendar works. So you don't get that repetitive every seven day cycle, but it's broken up every month, and it starts all over again. So the first day of the month is a new moon day, and the second day of the month is the first work day of the week. You work 6 days, and then the eighth day of the month is the seventh day of the week and the Sabbath. And so you have the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, just as the evidence of the scripture shows us, those are the Sabbath days. And they are, just as all the high holy days and the high Sabbaths, they are regulated by the same calendar that our Creator put in the sky for us all. We don't have to rely on the calendars written and drawn up by men to know when his Sabbath day is and to know what day of the month is. And of course, the months today are totally off. You can start a month. It changes all the time. What cycle of the moon, the month starts on, because it's no longer a month, but it's now something different in the modern day Gregorian world calendar. But his Hebrew calendar, I'll tell you what, when he comes again and he sets his feet in Jerusalem and he establishes his kingdom, abolishing all the kingdoms of men, guess what calendar we're going to keep? That's right. We're going to keep the calendar that he describes, that he gave his people, that he gives us in the scripture. And there'll be no doubt or confusion about it. It's just we become so accustomed to what we're accustomed to that when we think about it, it's foreign. But if you think about it long enough and you look at his calendar, then the reality of his creation affirms that what we found, those of us that have looked deeply into these things, what we have found in his word is true. What more can I say about that? That's enough. So we got onto a little side there about the calendar, all from the dispute over what day he rose from the dead. And the scripture plainly says that it was not Sunday, but it was at the end of the Sabbath day. So this angel, he's sitting on the stone. The women, they come, and the angel says, "He is not here, for he is risen." The angel answered and said to the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Yahshua, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay." So the stone was rolled away so they could see that he wasn't there. Not so he could get out of the tomb. He didn't need to get out of the tomb. He had already been gone. He had already descended into hell to set the captives free. And of course, hell and death had no claim on him because he had never sinned. The angel says, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Yahshua, Jesus, met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Yahshua unto them, "Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came unto the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a large money unto the soldiers, saying, they're bribing the soldiers now, and saying, "We want you to say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So what they're saying is, look, if you do what we say, we're even going to pay you to lie. And if you do this thing, then we'll persuade the governor that you have no fault, so that you won't be punished for falling asleep on the jobs, basically. So they're bribing them at the same time that they're blackmailing them. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Yahshua or Jesus had appointed them. And they saw him. They worshipped him, but some doubted. Is this really him? I mean, how could you doubt if you walked with the man for 3.5 years? But, and some doubted. And when Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What a statement. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You know, that was 2,000 years ago when he conquered death. And he said, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Let's see, is there any power that's not given to him? Well, I heard that one preacher say, all means all, and that's all means. So when he says all power is given to me in heaven and in earth, well, that means he's in charge of all the power in heaven and earth. It's all given to him. That's a lot to think about. You have to excuse me as I pause. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, we've got a bit to talk about in our closing segment here. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to conclude our study in the Gospel of Matthew today. So do come back after these messages.